It was brought up that funds was being used to keep people in the houses, and there was work's been done, painting, filling the cracks and all that. That money is coming out of the housing fund. And that means that other houses, council houses or social housing, is suffering because this money has to be given to houses with DCB. I'm looking that if there is money spent on houses, until the government put a proper plan and process, that the government will refund every MD this money they spent on these houses.
The problem is, even if it does agree to do so, and that's very, very questionable, It'll be a long time before that money comes in. And in the meantime, we're hearing, for instance, there's four houses in this MD that are going to need 100,000 spent on them between the four. That's just four houses in one MD. What the countywide picture is like almost doesn't bear thinking about.
Yeah, it doesn't bear thinking about, as you say, four houses in this Glenties MD, and we're not the worst, we're by far. No way close to being the worst with the defective concrete block. So the money has to come. The government has to put something in place now so that if MDs spend money out of housing budgets, painting budgets, running out, that they can recoup that from the government some way. And hopefully that the government, as you say, could take a long time, but at least that there's something in motion that the money can be refunded back to the MDs.